The first Vioxx case to be tried in federal court has just ended in a win for Merck. A jury of 8 unanimously decided that Merck was not liable for the death of a 53-year-old Florida man in 2001. Richard Dickey Irvin suffered a fatal heart attack after taking Vioxx for a month. Merck pulled Vioxx from the market in 2004 after a study showed that it raised the risk of heart attacks. NPR's Snigdha Prakash joins us. And Snigdha, this is the second time that this case was being tried, no?
Yes, exactly. It was tried back in November and December in Houston, where it had been moved because of Katrina-related damage in New Orleans. And that time, this case ended in a mistrial. This time, the jury deliberated for about 4 hours, we understand, and the jury of 8 reached their verdict unanimously.
Now, Merck faces thousands of cases over Vioxx. What's the significance of this case?
That's right, Robert. At last count, they face almost 10,000 cases. 3 of them, only 3, have come to trial so far. And until today, the score was split. The plaintiffs had a big win in the first case in state court in Texas, where a jury awarded almost of a quarter of $1 billion to the plaintiff. And of course, the case will be appealed. And then the second case was in New Jersey state court. It was a win for Merck. So this case tips the balance, which from the point of view of Merck and investors is a good thing. And for plaintiffs, it's not so good. Beyond this sort of scorecard, the significance of these early cases is that they are a test of the strength of each side's case, and specifically which story the jury will find more believable, whether it's the plaintiff's story that Vioxx was a very risky drug and that Merck knew for years that it could cause heart attacks but hid that evidence because it wanted to make big profits, or the company's story that, in fact, it behaved responsibly and pulled the drug from the market as soon as it knew that there was a problem.
Well, what does this verdict in favor of Merck tell you about the strength of this particular case or the strength of Merck's defense in general?
Well, I think there are a few lessons that we can draw from this. The first one, I think, is that these are very difficult cases for the plaintiffs. The very thing that made it difficult to detect the problem that Vioxx was causing, which is that heart attacks are so common in the United States, makes it hard to prove that any given heart attack was caused by Vioxx. In fact, the company's general counsel released a statement earlier today, and let me just read you a couple of lines because I think it's sort of a roadmap for the strategy that they're going to follow. He said, like all Vioxx cases, this one was about individual causation. That's why we're dealing with these cases one by one as they come to trial. The fact remains that heart attacks are a major cause of death in the United States and have multiple causes. It'll be difficult for plaintiffs to prove that Vioxx was the cause of any individual's heart attack.
Snigdha, what's next in the Vioxx cases?
Robert, there are lots of more cases to come to trial. The very next case will be in New Jersey. It'll be a case which does involve long-term exposure, where there are 2 plaintiffs who took the drug for many years and suffered heart attacks. And the plaintiff's lawyer in this case will be Mark Lanier, the man who won a big victory in Texas against Merck.
Thank you. NPR's Snigdha Prakash.